Welcome to the IT Experience Podcast, brought to you by Happy Signals, the leading experience management platform for IT. We bring you bite-sized experience management topics, helping you on your way to happiness with your ServiceNow or other ITSM management platform. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this IT Experience coffee break. Hey, welcome to this episode of Happy in 15. So today we are here with Sami talking about the four trends that are driving IT experience management in 2022. Hey, Sami, nice to have you here again. So we now have a hopefully a little bit of new setup, and hopefully the audio is a bit better, because at least for me, when I'm listening to somebody else's podcast, it's annoying when it's not really like you can't hear them.
Yeah, let's hear the feedback from the audience.
Yeah, exactly. But hey, today we are talking about the four trends, and I think to kick this off, there's this Gartner quote that we have been using, which is saying that by 2025, 50% of IT organizations will have established an employee experience strategy, team, and management tool, which is a major increase from the 5% that we had in 2021. And I think that pretty much drives us to the four trends. And to kick it off, let's start with the first one. So digital transformation increases the importance of technology. So what do you think about this one?
Yeah, I think all these trends and explicitly these first two ones that we are going to talk about are huge trends. So digital transformation has been a big thing for years already. And that is pushing people to be more and more reliant on IT. And also those investments that people are doing or enterprises are doing, they are so huge.
Yeah.
That as a CIO or people running those changes, you really have to focus on the value side, which is then pushing the experience management further.
Yeah.
I think it's just is that simple in a way.
Yeah. And I think this does bring a little bit more pressure to the CIOs and the IT leaders, like how to act on it. And like you said, how to actually show the business value that they're producing. So
and I think there has been quite a lot of speak about this failing in creating the value. It has been still doing the technology changes and pushing people to use cloud without focus on what that really feels and are we giving enough support and are people really getting and become more efficient.
Yeah.
And I think that's still something that most organizations should be focused a bit more.
Yeah.
But those questions and investments are raising that question, and that's why people are, enterprises are more and more interested about experience management, because it's need to be part of those big changes.
True. And I think really is this theme, like running IT operations to actually having a business IT. So actually listening to your business stakeholders, their needs, and then give solutions, not hiding behind some technology metrics like availability and just keeping the lights on in a way.
Yeah.
Then the second one, which is employee experience gains prominence. And I think in here we are something that we talk about, as especially in US, is the great resignation. So organizations are looking better ways to actually attract and retain their top talent. And this really brings also the IT and HR much closer together makes IT more relevant and more real.
And of course, in this area, COVID has a great kind of a, let's say, even a positive influence on how this collaboration between HR and IT has been becoming a bigger thing. And really IT, again, on the very edge of the business and really helping enterprises in that change that we had to do. But now when looking back, I think that change has been quite positive in, at least for most organizations.
Yeah. And there was a good, I was visiting this one CIO event last week, and they were talking about the meaning that employees today, they really need a meaning of what am I doing? And if you put it in the context of the IT personnel, so what is their purpose there at work? Is it really to just run the processes? Yeah. Or is it actually to try to improve them, improve the experiences of the employees and make their colleagues more productive, which is a really, really interesting topic. I don't think like 20 years ago, IT was thinking that we are responsible of employees leaving the company or staying in the company.
So. Yeah, and you kind of start to really talk about already about the third one, which is for me maybe the most pleasant one of all these four, from management to leadership. Because I think that is really something that leaders have become more really leaders. And I think that is something that is really pushed on us leaders in currently, that you have to be really on the leadership role, not managing role, which is much easier role, to be honest, and would be easy to kind of handle those small things. So in IT, I would say the SLA world is management. It is managing how you are working. Are you doing the minimum as agreed? When XLA world or experience management side is about the leadership. You give them a purpose, you give them a target, your own team, and then you start to work on the kind of, okay, if this is now the important one, we want to help employees, we want to make them more productive, not IT, then you start to think about, okay, how can I influence this? And that is that is really a leadership tool, that you don't have to tell people what to do. You just give them that, hey, this is our purpose, this is what we should be doing, and the same thing going here for the partners or your own IT team, as you talked about. So that own IT team's motivation is easier to handle when you are talking about experience management or KPIs related to experience than it is when you are thinking, are you closing tickets enough fast or are the servers up and running? That kind of feels like, yeah, they are and they should be. But when you start to measure the experience and you start to focus on that one, it really is more motivating. And that is something we have seen now during the years. And now there's more and more CIO guys like the event last week talking about it, that meaningful work is just the purpose work is something that people are using as well in terms here.
And that common goal, like I think what COVID also did was that people are now working from home. So what do you do from home? What is my purpose? It's not again like just do these tasks and then I'm done with that. It's about, okay, I need to create an impact somehow. And I think that also what the CIOs was saying in the IT leaders in that event is that their role, they are not anymore like a modern CIO, is not anymore like this expert problem solver who knows everything about the IT. They are more leaders, coaches, giving the purpose, giving the meaning to the IT department. And kind of this also the skills in the IT department are being, you know, transformed a bit. When it's about how do you handle all vendors, how do you handle these things, how do you lead all your partners. So it is really a changing world. But I think, like you said, there are these trends, SLA and XLA, which help IT organizations to get to that one.
Yeah, I think you are really in spot there because it's that meaningful work. And when it comes to these metrics, the old way, SLA way, you had different metrics between yourself, the vendor, and even more, even though you had maybe same metrics between you and the vendor, what business was interested was nothing to do with the things that you were focusing on with your vendors and your own teams. But now when talking about experience, you really have that one metric that is interesting to your customers, the business side of your organization, and then the same thing for vendors. Vendors love this kind of metrics because they are quite often thinking that how they can make their work valuable for your business, really making you as their buyer, the CIO or another business leader on the IT side, how they can make you look good in front of your business. You cannot do that with traditional SLAs, but when you focus on those metrics that are experience related, everybody is aligned, and that is then makes things much easier.
And that takes us to the fourth point, which is actually increasing the use of experience management. Yeah. Because it's not that experience is just this sentiment that you measure once or twice a year, and then you look, is it good or bad? It is actually this continuous improvement cycle, what we call ITXM or IT experience management, that really tackles the whole end-to-end experience of your end users and what they're really trying to do. And that's like daily and weekly. You do it like every day, every week. And then you had some pretty good examples, because we know that sometimes outsourcing is done just for cost-saving purposes. But actually there are, you know, the outsourcing companies actually are really good at taking these things into use. So you had some good examples on that side. Like, how are they increasing the use of experience management?
Yeah, I think it's, as you said, it has been quite interesting to follow that. If a company has an outsourced service desk, those companies have set experience to be their main target more often than companies that are having insourced service desk. Yeah. And I think that is to mitigate the risk. So when you have done that cost-saving action, you mitigate that risk by setting experience to be the main thing. And then when you have done it, sometime you really understand that it's really going to a better level. And when you look at our happiness score benchmark, there you can see that if you started, let's say you have an outsourced service desk, and you measure the first 2 months, the average score have been 54 for those companies. But currently, it is 76 So that increase is 33% in there. So if you have outsourced services and you set that target to be experience that they are focused on, you really change the how to you collaborate with them. So it's not about them just doing what is their task to do. Mm-hmm. But when they start to focus on this experience, you have more good news to tell to the business side of your organization.
Yeah. All right, but I think that pretty much sums up the four trends. So digital transformation increases the importance of technology. Employee experience gains prominence from leadership to management. Sorry, from management to leadership, of course. And increasing the use of experience management.
Yeah, okay. I think all these four trends, they are here to stay as well. So yeah. I think there is more and more, as Carson said, 50% of organizations doing this in only 3 years from now.
Yeah.
And that change then is really rapid.
Cool. All right, but hey, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Happy in 15 and join us back for the next one. And as we usually say, stay safe and stay happy.